baby.
I don't know what this is.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California. John Jerryman going to be our guest today as he sings at Elaine Hoogland's birthday party. She turned 81. We're also going to have David G. Hall talking to Mr. Henry about Don Berman. And Raj Fanin is back with his son, Todd. They went to the Charger game, and it wasn't too good. And, of course, we'll have other things that we do.
What are those?
Well, you happy?
Yeah, it sounded good. It sounds better than just the way we roll it out.
I don't know, Phil. You've got to have more to say. And Bud's saying, and the other things we do. But what are those?
You guys talking and charming everyone, you know.
Can we turn this cacophony of...
Yeah, sorry.
God damn.
So that was really great. Who was that?
I don't know. Some...
Probably one of your surf bands.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to this Monday. It's our live streaming show, so... And I apologize to those of you watching us on Ustream because there's a distortion in our audio that we have not been able to figure out exactly where it comes from. Why, Mr. Kaplan?
North by Northwest, James Mason.
Yeah, and he's talking to Cary Grant.
Yeah.
Well, what's with the yeah?
I don't know, but what's with the level, bud?
No, you told me to turn it down on account of the distortion.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, this is just driving me out of my god freaking...
Watch the language, Phil.
Mind. Anyway, folks, welcome to our show, such as it is. And yeah, we have had a distortion problem with our audio, so I don't know, you know, what to tell you, but we're going to try to work this thing out.
You know what you want to do? I think you want to give up, man. I think you want to go back to work for a big company.
You're kidding, aren't you?
No, we've been talking about it. We really have.
Yeah.
Well, what have you been talking about?
We've been talking about the fact that you thought you were a real big man going out on your own, going digital. You didn't need radio. Now look at you.
What about? What do you mean, now look at me? I'm doing fine.
You're getting driven nuts by all this horse dung.
Yeah, Mr. Jerry. Every time you come in, there's a problem in everything.
Yeah, no, like today, there's too much modulation and not enough modulation.
What is it with you and modulation?
Either there's too much,
it's a thing. Quit fooling around with a paper, bud.
I'm just moving them. I'm moving papers, yeah.
It's a thing. Modulation's called sound, okay? Sound.
Yeah, I got it. Don't talk to me like I'm deaf.
All right, well, that's what modulation is.
Well, why isn't it... Phil, you're always saying, oh, this, it's distorting. It's not... This is something else. It's driving all of us
nuts! God damn, Margaret.
Well, it is.
You know that scream of yours did not register... On the VU meter.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm telling you, there's some sort of a compression happening. About when we play this back, I don't know if Margaret's scream is...
I can go back and check it right now if I wanted to.
No, I do not want you to. Thank you. Okay. So, what I'm trying to say here, and I don't think I'm doing it very well, is that, we're...
Look at that, Phil. The compression is driving you ape stuff.
God, it is. And it's barely registering here on the... Audacity.
You know, you're losing audience by the second as you yammer on about this.
All right, so we have John Jerryman on today, folks. Margaret, what is up with John?
Well, John is going to be singing Happy Birthday to Elaine Hoogland. Elaine is the one that has the...
She's got the hots for him.
No, it's not the hots. Yes, she's very enamored of John. He's going to sing a request by her, You Were Always on My Mind.
Yeah, it's a great Willie Nelson song.
Indeed it is. And then I think we have, yes, what Bud already said.
Yeah, we got David G. Hall who wants to take me to task over the whole Don Berman episode.
Well, what's going on with that?
Berman, apparently. Didn't you read? You read the stuff, right?
I read that Berman, somebody joked that he put his leg over his head and...
Yeah, he's licking his nutsack.
Would you please?
Oh. So David Hall is pissed off at that, huh?
Yes, a little bit, yeah. Or as they say, little bit.
Yeah, as they say in Carlito's Way.
All right, and then we also have, for your dancing and listening pleasure, Raj Fanin. I haven't talked to Raj in a while.
Yeah, and he went out to the Charger game, and it stunked, you know?
Yeah, I didn't dig it at all.
And it stunked.
Well, it was not good.
Well, the Chargers lost the game, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, I don't know, man.
Well, today was the L.A. Rams and Chargers.
Oh, that's right. Today was the big game, or yesterday, this is on Monday that people are hearing it. Yesterday was the big game between the Chargers and the Los Angeles Rams. And what happened?
The Rams won. The Chargers sucked as usual.
And somebody was flying a banner over the stadium, basically telling the Chargers to go back to San Diego, that Dean Spanos is a rotten owner.
And you don't disagree with any of that, do you?
No, I don't.
What? Mr. Henry, are you out of your mind or something? For the longest time, we never had no football. Now you want to take it away?
Take what away, man? The chart? You know, as I said to anybody that wants to listen, the San Diego Chargers should never have left, San Diego. They,
You don't think so?
No. They were loved down there. But, hey, you know, got to get the L.A. market wrapped up, huh? So that's what these cats were all about, and that's what they said they needed to do, so I don't know. So they'll be doing that and everything else that we have to do, and I don't know how much more time we can kill.
It's John on the line.
Yeah, Mr. Jerryman, we're ready to go. Sorry, sir. Yeah, I was talking to Mr. Henry about just, you know, different things and anything.
Okay, that's fine. John Jerryman in Philadelphia tonight over there at the Mainline home. I say Mainline home. It's kind of a retirement spot. And John, I know you're going to be singing Happy Birthday to Elaine Hoogland. Now, we know who Elaine is, right?
Well, I should hope so, Phil. Elaine is a young lady, I'd say young, she's 82, who has been quite enamored of me. And I don't know how to say this, inappropriate.
Well, she's been, you know, I...
Yeah, see, it's very difficult.
She tried to get her hand down your slacks, as I recall.
All right, that's fine, General. Yes, she did. She tried to get the hand down one of the slacks. And goodness gracious, Hector, who's one of our attendants here, was able to grab the hand before it got down the other slack. And I'm simply...
Well, she's obviously got some kind of a problem, you know. She can't be restrained. Pardon me for saying this, is there any kind of dementia or...
Well, I think there might be some Alzheimer's, but they don't think so. They think she's just an exuberant and a very unprincipled and low-moraled individual. In other words, the doctors tell me she's healthy as hell. There's not a thing wrong with her, but she has no morals. And
you don't call... They don't call that unhealthy?
Well, Margaret, you know what? Just because someone...
Yeah, you know, you can't really judge. Yeah, yeah. Somebody may have a bad moral sense, but it doesn't mean that they're nuts.
Well, I don't mean nuts, but I'm talking about health.
Yeah, I don't know. And I will tell you, when I get out and sing, and she comes up and says, hey, don't you? All right, Hector, just keep an eye on her. I'm going to say hello. Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Jerryman, and we're going to sing a song here for our lovely Elaine, who turns 82 today. Did I say 81, Elaine? And here's a song for her that I hope you'll all understand, and I hope you'll all love, and I hope you'll all appreciate. And it's a song called You Are Always On My Mind. Here I go. Please give me thank you. Jesus Christ.
Not too much applause there.
Yeah, I've got, maybe I should have loved you more and more every day.
Oh, Christ.
Maybe I should have, pardon me, I need it. Thank you. I just have to get a drink of wine here, pardon me.
Holy Christ, so wonderful.
Thank you very much, Elaine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? I'm about to sing for Elaine here. It's her 82nd birthday, so could you shut your holes? Thank you. Yeah. And now here is our very good friend, John Jerryman. Go ahead, John. Thank you. Maybe I should have loved you twice as much as I did. Maybe I should have seen you to the door that night. If I passed out on the floor, girl, I didn't mean it.
Christ on a crutch.
Do it again, Hector.
All right. Sit it down, Paul. Sit down.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Oh, tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give me.
That's right.
I'm just choking. That's all right.
Are you gagging on something?
Elaine, I'm gagging on my life. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Oh, tell me that your sweet love will die. I mean, hasn't died. Tell me that you're dead, but your sweet love. I don't know.
That's fantastic. That's goddamn great. Thank you very much, John Jerryman, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for him. Yeah.
That's a pretty sad Jesus.
What's wrong, John?
Well, there's not much of a...
Well, John, that was rotten.
I beg your pardon?
That was rotten. You didn't even know the words.
Oh, baby. Who do you think taught Margaret the Margaret improvisational technique?
It was John.
All right, well, I didn't know that. Is that what you were doing?
A little bit. Yes, it was what I was doing. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't rotted and fallen away. Be there. See what I mean? Thank you, folks. I'm all done singing.
It's fantastic.
Pardon me, I have to talk to Elaine. Hold on. Elaine, happy birthday.
Here, give me a kiss on the lips. Come on. Jesus. Woo!
All right, thank you. Wheel her away.
Thank you, that was great.
Well, isn't she a doll?
Oh, yeah, she's a real doll. Oh, God.
What'd you do, just kiss her?
That wasn't just a kiss, friend. That was her trying to inspect my lower intestine with her tongue. I'm John Jerryman.
Yeah, okay. Well, John...
Well, I'm telling you, that's...
John, that was very nice of you. So she turned 82.
Yeah, she turned 82, and with any luck, she won't turn 83. I'm joking around, of course. I know her family's listening. We love Elaine. We enjoy her immensely. She's just fantastic.
John, how else are things doing for you?
Oh, they're fine. I'm retired now, so I have my little condominium here that overlooks the city, and I've got a little hot tub now.
Oh, you have the hot tub out there on the patio.
Yes, I do. And the hell I had to go through for that. I had to petition the board here. They said, well, are you going to fall down in your tub? I said, let me tell you something. If you think I'm going to fall down, why don't you guys come on up for a tub party? We'll see who falls in the tub first. And that, you know, that gave them, thank you very much, people applauding that. And so that gave them a cause to pause. Or that gave them, yeah, I think that's the word, pause to cause.
John Jerryman has been our guest. Thank you very much, John.
Is that it?
Well, I mean...
I was going to sing a song for Margaret, if you...
Oh, my God, yes.
Sure, John. I thought you were just going to sing the one song.
No. Here's a song for Margaret, and a song for everyone who's listening right now. And I guess that's, yeah, so everyone is listening. Anybody that's not listening, the song's not for you, but you wouldn't know that because you're not listening.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm now going to do a song for Margaret Gray, who's listening in from Los Angeles this evening. Oh, thinking of you working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is making me get kind of hard down there.
Oh, would you stop?
I'm sorry. Sky rockets in flight.
Oh, Christ, I love this fucking song.
Get her out of here, for God's sake, in the name of everything holy. In the name of everything holy.
I love it.
Afternoon delight. Oh, God.
Okay, John, I gotta let you go, okay?
If I was hanging on the end of a rope, would you say I gotta let you go?
Probably, yeah.
Why, you dirty...
I like the song. I don't like the way he sang it.
Well, the whole thing about I'm getting hard down there. Yeah, all right. Yeah, if you ask me, I think he's getting a little dingy. It ain't Elaine's not the only one. He's getting nuts.
Well, he's getting on in years, you know.
How old is he?
Probably about 51. No.
You're kidding.
I'm joking. He's in his late 70s.
Folks, we'll be right back at the world-famous Phil Henry Show on this Monday. We're doing our live Sunday night stream, so we're actually doing this on Sunday night. And anyway, and like that. And we'll be back. We have, coming up next, Raj Fanin's going to join us with his son, Todd. We haven't had them on in a long time.
Yeah, we talk about sports and everything.
They're going to talk some sports with us here when we come back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show.
All right. Raj Fanin and his son, Todd, out there in the Southern California environs tonight to talk with us about the... Well, about the ball game they went to today.
Yeah, well, they went out to the football game. They saw the L.A. Rams
the L.A. Rams.
Yeah, not the L.A. Rams, the Rams.
L.A. Rams and the Chargers.
Yeah. Yeah, the L.A. Rams and the San Diego Chargers, and they were going to tell us about it. It was like a father-son deal.
Well, that's very nice. I like that they're spending time together.
Yeah, but it's not quite like that with the Fanines.
What do you mean it's not like that with the Fanines?
Well, they have a...
They take their sports seriously, and they are, as you know, the Raj and his son and his family. His son was born here, right?
Yes, but Todd is the son. He was born here in the United States. Raj and his brothers, the guys that run the insulation business out there in the valley, all of those clowns, excuse me for saying clown, all of those guys were born originally in Egypt. And so you have this first generation. But the thing that is, Todd refuses to speak English because he doesn't want to lose his...
Oh, is this kiddo? This kid's 5 years old.
Well, he's a little older than that.
Yeah, about 8 or 9 now, but yeah, he refuses to speak. He refuses to speak English because he doesn't want to lose the Arab, you know, the Arabidity.
Yeah.
You mean the Arabic culture?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Raj Fanin with us here from Encino tonight. Raj, so it's good to be with you. Did you have a good time at the game?
Yes, Phil, how are you? No, we did not have a good time. Margaret?
Hello, Raj.
And General?
Yes, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. And Bud and Robert?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I haven't been on, Phil, so I want to say hello to everyone.
I appreciate you doing that. So, did you enjoy yourself at the game?
No, we did not enjoy ourselves at the game. And my son, you know, who I love more than life itself, he was the one who was the victim of this. And Todd, you know, as Margaret said, he doesn't speak no English. Do you don't talk to
him? No, I don't like him.
No, he refuses tonight, especially to speak English.
What happened?
Well, what happened? We went to see the Charger, and they got smoked. What's the word, Bud? They got smoked, you know?
Yeah, they got smoked.
They got smoked by the LA Ram. And
What was the final score?
I'm trying to forget. I don't know, but they lost... And we got a season ticket. No, you can't say that. They're adults. You can't speak that way. But,
what is he saying?
Yeah, this is when he starts getting into this.
Not talking about us, is he?
No, he's not talking about you. He's talking about the San Diego Charger. And so I said that when I was in the stadium with my son and the Charger are getting beat and beat and beat down and beat down and beat down. And I embraced my son at one point, and I said, Todd, I'm sorry Daddy did this to you. And he says to me, Daddy, why did you do this? Why would you bring me to this? I said, I'm sorry. He said, you shouldn't jump onto you. It was really wrecked.
We're talking with Raj Fanin and Todd Fanin, who went to the Charger game today. 35-23.
Shit. Please don't say.
Well, you guys, you know there's a chance your team can lose.
Yes, but the Charger, you know that they were not going to play. They didn't play good last year. And then we came to see them to play today. And they play the Rams. And the Rams is one of the best teams in the National Football League now. Phil, you are a Ram fan.
I used to be a Ram. Well, I still am a Ram fan. Yeah, they're playing really well.
Yes, and so we went to maybe there'll be an upset. Maybe the Charger will play well, but it stunk. You know, they stunk it out. So when I saw the banner flying over the stadium today, and I told you, Phil, that I saw that.
Yeah, now what was that, like the third quarter?
Yeah, part of the way through the third quarter, it says, the worst owner in the world, Dean Spanos, why don't you go back to San Diego? And I have to say, and I talked to Todd, who is my American-born son, and he refuses to speak English because of this kind of thing that is visited upon him every day of his life, more disappointment than you'll ever know.
Oh, come on, are you kidding me, Raj? So his football team loses.
Every single experience this child has in this country, he's let down and disappointed, and I can't take it. It's all right.
But what was the big deal?
The big deal was we went to see Charger. And they did win. They ran win. And now, because the man says, send them back to San Diego, I say that too. I say that. And Todd, he says it too. Send them back to San Diego.
Okay, so you're pissed off at the Chargers because they lost a football game.
They stink! What are you talking about? They stink! Right now, hold on for a minute. Look up Yahoo, will you?
Did you have the song?
Yeah, look at this. Okay, standings. National Football League. In the Western Division, the Chargers, 1 win, 2 losses, and they're only 1 above the Oakland Raiders and the Denver and the Kansas City as a 2 is 3-0. And the Rams, they're 3-0.
Well, you know, were you one of those guys? Because I was the same thing. I mean, I was thinking maybe I could get a deal on Charger seats because the Rams were the ticket and the Chargers might be cheaper.
That's what I was thinking. You know, I said, Todd, let's go. And he says, what was the team?
That's what I'm on.
Yeah, I said, it's a Charger. And he said, I'll take a chance. And I said to him, I'm your father. I'm buying the team. What chance are you taking? and he gave me some back lip, you know. And so I finally got him whipped into shape, but we won't wait for the games. And today we see them lose, give up 35 points, and I saw that plane that says, go back to San Diego where you belong.
So you're ready to ship them back?
I would, but I know they're not going to.
What's the story with the San Diego Chargers? They were down in San Diego for many years.
They were in San Diego for many years, but they needed a stadium.
Yeah, they needed a stadium, and the city wouldn't build one.
And that's primarily why they left.
Yeah, you know, they want Chargers like any other football team. They want city fathers or something like this. And they say, hey, why don't you build me a football team? Build me a football stadium. And San Diego said, no, you can take your football team and stick it deep.
Wow.
Yeah. And so San Diego comes to L.A. What do you think? How do you suppose it happens now?
They're building them a stadium.
Yeah, you got that right.
Well, it's for both teams, though.
Yeah, whatever. It's very expensive. But L.A., you know, wants to have the football team. And so, naturally, they spend the money. And this is what we get. They lose 35. And this Philip Rivers is the quarterback, right, Tom?
You know what's down at 30, I think.
Don't say, oh, wow. No one speaks Arabic there, right?
No, no. And I'd rather, even if we don't speak Arabic, I'd rather he watch his mouth.
Hey, Todd. Kata chitapan.
Manadaba.
Kata chitapan.
Banagu.
And so, this guy, Philip Rivers, everyone says, oh, wow, he's going to be a great quarterback. This guy stinks it out year in, year out. And his bastard, for my money...
What's the bastard stuff?
Yeah, what do you mean bastard?
It doesn't mean what you think. It means this guy. In my culture, when you say someone's a bastard, you say he's a guy.
Are you sure about that? I've been hearing you. You've been saying that for a long time, Raj.
Yeah, I've been saying it for a long time, because it's true for a long time. Hey, Todd.
Right here, if you don't mind.
Okay. So, look, I am simply, if you want to call it bandwagon jumping, okay, let's jump on a bandwagon. And I am simply saying that enough is enough. I can't take this dog doo-doo. Take your team and take your Chargers and shove them all the way back down to San Diego.
We're talking to Raj Fadin, and also his son Todd is with us. Todd is American-born but refuses to speak English because of the many injurious things that have happened to the Arab culture here in America.
Is Todd saying that he's been insulted?
No. Todd is saying that on behalf of the Arab people, he won't speak English until the Arab people are treated with the dignity and with the equality and with the...
Oh, give me a break.
No. Hey, Todd, do you have heard that? How's that?
What did he say?
Nothing.
Goo-goo.
Oh, jeez.
What did he say?
Nothing at all. He just made a comment.
Okay, let's just not have any obscenities, okay?
Todd, may I add on? Oh, wow. You told him what I said, Todd, I wonder?
Hey, guys, speak English, will you?
Hold on. Bitte, das ist ein Wunder?
Du, das ist ein Wunder?
Well, you dirty...
Hey, man.
Yeah. Hey, Raj, what's going on, man? Are you hitting your kid?
Me? What are you talking about? Grab me by the...
So what do we got now? Elder abuse going on over there?
Yeah, give me the phone. Get them back on.
Hey, Raj, it's Margaret.
What's going on?
Nothing. My son started to scream and he started to run away. I didn't touch him.
Well, I hope not.
I didn't lay a hand on him. He goes, ooh, and starts to run. Todd, look at that, you know.
And if the number...
Oh, man. Anyway, Phil, that's what we are thinking of doing.
I can dig it, and I appreciate you very much being on our show today. I'm not really sure what to do with that information, but I hope, like hell, that the Chargers improve their play so that you will not consider, leaving the... that you will not consider... them leaving...
Never mind.
But you would not consider them leaving the... What did you do, bud?
I let him hang up.
That the Chargers would not consider leaving the city.
No one... What if people want them to leave?
I don't know. I don't know what I really don't know what the reception has been like.
Well, they're playing in that little dinky stadium, aren't they? In that... what's it called?
Home Depot Center?
Yes, there. In the Home Depot Center.
I really don't know. We're coming back here on the Phil Hendry Show.
You really don't know?
No, I don't. I'm just...
What's the big rush here, Phil?
All kinds of things, man. All kinds of places to be, and people to see.
Right, what about Bray? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's all right. She's asleep under the board here.
Now, Bray, for those of you that don't know, threw up all of her food today.
Yeah, but you just said you just fed her. I did. I fed her some of the dry food, and she's okay. But I fed her two cans of that wet food, and she puked up both of them.
Yeah, well, maybe she don't like it.
Now, do you think, man? Well, I'm thinking maybe it was bad or something, you know?
Oh, you mean it was, like, rotten or something?
Well, take it back. Where'd you get it? I got it from the vet. Now she was meowing to me, and she was hungry. I gave her some dry food. Now she's kicking it. She's doing good. She's not puking at all. I don't know, man. Obviously, I ain't giving her any more of that wet food. We're going to be right back. This is world famous. What? Now think I'm joking around. Why don't you give some to Bud?
Yeah, I'll try it out.
World famous Phil Henry Show. This is General Galen Shaw reminding you that with a one-year subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you can get a character voice of your choosing, one of Phil's guests of your choosing, to create any kind of a message you want, either for your front door, for your telephone, or just for a party gag. Let's say some guy sits down on a cushion, a whoopee cushion, we'll make it a whoopee cushion, and you hear me go, "Ouch, I'm General Galen Shaw."
Oh, that's very cute.
Yeah. So check it out. That's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Do it today. That's Artificial Intelligence in Texas with Suddenly It Occurs to Me There's No Ocean Here. We love that song.
That's Phil's click to pick or whatever.
Well, I don't know, but check him out on Spotify. Artificial Intelligence in Texas. Okay, all of the drama that happened here on the show last week with Don Berman of Channel 19 News finally spilled over to David G. Hall, who we don't hear much from these days. David, as you know, is our vice president of syndication. But has kept a low profile down through, I'd say the last few months, because we asked him to.
That's right. Phil and him had it out. And Phil said, look, if you got nothing good to say, then bug off. And David pretty much did bug off until this last Friday.
All right, so we're going to get David back on. Look, it's not that I don't have a problem talking to David. I have no problem talking to him. He's one of the, I respect the guy immensely. So we're not talking about a personality problem of any kind. We're just discussing here, David. You know, a guest.
Look at this guy that you have on your program, this Don Berman, Channel 19 News, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He calls me up screaming, and he says that Henry, he's never been so humiliated in his life.
I know what happened.
All right, but I just want to repeat to make sure I got it right. And I know there's a lot of people listening out there that maybe didn't hear this. He's screaming bloody murder. He's saying that this guy, Henry, has humiliated him beyond all words, beyond all recognition. And he said that somebody posted on Twitter that Don Berman puts his leg behind his head and licks his own, quote-unquote, excuse me, Margaret, balls. Now, what is going on? He said he heard that on your show.
That's horse dung. No, he didn't.
He didn't hear that on our show. That guy made that up.
Well, what did he hear on the show?
Don came on the show and said he got so out of his mind on pills one night that he started eating out of his cat's dish.
Now, that's a fact, David.
Berman ate out of his own cat's dish?
Yeah. So one of my listeners made a joke, obviously, either on Twitter or, I don't know, somewhere in a comment section, maybe on our fan page. They said, yeah, he was spotted with his leg behind his head, and he was licking his own balls.
Holy Christ on a crutch.
Well, what's the big deal, man?
That's Don Berman. That's Channel 19 News. That's decades and decades of news experience. That guy is a heritage figure in the Los Angeles TV market, and you guys are talking about him licking his balls? Do you understand?
You know, David, I know you love the shock value of saying that word, but I'm really disgusted by it.
I'm telling you what was said, Margaret. I'm going to use the very language that was said because I want everyone to know what's going on in this show.
Hey, man, do you want to work for this show or don't you?
I work for you. Is that it?
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, that's how it...
Well, yeah, you're right. Yes, I do. Phil, I'm not saying I don't like your show. What I'm saying is... You can't go around saying a guy like Don Berman settles back on a Friday night after he comes home, and to relax, he loops his leg behind his head and starts licking on his cheese.
You know, David, you should have been here and heard Berman going on and on about how he was eating cat food and so on and so forth. So people were going to make a big deal out of it.
Not only that, but he went on Twitter and talked about it.
He did what?
He went on Twitter.
He went on Twitter?
Yes. He was talking all about it on Twitter. David, you need to get both sides before you start ripping into people.
I'm not ripping into you guys. I just want to make sure that I got all my ducks in a row. So Berman went on Twitter and started talking about it, huh?
Yeah, he went on Twitter. He said, yeah, I ate my cat food and everything, and I was out of my mind on pills.
Yeah, he did. He said he'd been drinking and taking fentanyl.
Taking fentanyl? You know, I'm so happy that guy doesn't work for me.
And we had L. Ron Martin on, who's the general manager of Channel 19. He told us that, you know, they put up with Don's stuff because he's such a...
Yeah. He's a big Emmy. He's a big ratings grabber. That guy, Berman, hasn't pulled a number in years. And somebody said he won an Emmy?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That was the name of his second wife, Emmy Palooka. Did you know her? I'm kidding around. Now, all the guys...
David G. Hall.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was... Don, I don't want to put Don on again.
Sir, because we can get him, he's on speed dial.
I don't want to have him on the show real just yet. Obviously, David's making a joke.
Well, see, that's what's going on with you, Phil. People want to get on the show, and they want to do shtick. Nobody's being serious about anything.
You think Raj and his son were?
Yeah, they were to a point. The whole thing about, you know, talking and... Then he's, whatever, the, you know, threatening to kill his kid or his... What was that, some kind of a violent scene?
Nah, they were just messing around. Well, anyway, welcome to a new week, folks, here in the Phil Hendry Show. Don, but that was a joke, okay?
I understand that.
All right, so why he's making a big deal out of a listener joke, I have no idea. We will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining us today. And we hope this audio situation...
Now, don't reference it, Phil. It only, you know, you point up... when you point to it, then everyone points back and goes, ooh, look, it smells bad.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, just so don't point out the fact the audio blew a duck.
Right on. Thanks, bud. So we're going to see you cats on the flip-flop here. We'll see you tomorrow, okay? Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. And, of course, don't forget to get your one-year subscription to our website. Get a character voice of your choosing. Any kind of a message, we'll lay it on you. We'll get out to you, you know, parcel post, baby. They seem
so far. This is the Phil Hendry Show. What is this? So far away. It's not called Happy Days. Ever since you said the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. This is what the hell are you trying to pull here, Henry, anyway?
Well, this is the music you that came up. You say you love me.
I hope it's true. Well, something else is going to come up. Because lately,
girl, you were to believe in Mr. Henry's Wardrobe by Harrison Frank. Oh, happy day. Or lucky day.